But also watching events in China closely is former Australian ambassador to China between 2007 and 2011, Dr. Jeff Raby. He's now a consultant with a Beijing-based business advisory firm. He joined me earlier in Sydney.
Well, it's responsible for providing, especially since 1979, strong political governance, a set of policies around economic reform, market opening, and integrating China in the international world. And that's really led to the China we have today.
You haven't mentioned the first 30 years.
No. Well, the first 30 years were many blind alleys, catastrophe, terrible waste of human life and effort. And that led China on the 30th anniversary of the founding of the People's Republic to be a dirt poor, isolated, frightened country. And so that's when they began the process of reform and open door policy. These are historic policies. However, having said all of that, there's too much focus sometimes on the policy framework. Governments set the framework, but people actually have to respond. And, you know, the tremendous hard work and high savings rates and entrepreneurship, Chinese people deserve a lot of praise and credit for the tremendous achievements of China over the past 40 years.
And of course, Australia has benefited from China's rise. Today, the ANU released new figures showing just how heavily Australia does rely on the Chinese economy for its economic health. The research finds that our share of exports to China has reached 38% or $117 billion, more than any other country. But to what extent does it put Australia at risk in its relationship with China?
We're heavily exposed, and such exposure carries risks. There's no question. It is interesting that we are more dependent on the Chinese economy than any other country. So any fluctuation or variation in Chinese growth rate will have a disproportionate negative impact on Australia if Chinese growth slows. And that's one reason why we should be deeply concerned about the US-China trade war.
The Australian Prime Minister's just been in the US and appeared to back the US president on the US-China trade war. The Labor Party says the government is mishandling the relationship with China. How would you describe the state of the Australia-China relationship right now as a former ambassador?
Well, the relationship is at the lowest ebb it's been in the 47 years since diplomatic relations were established.
That's an extraordinary statement.
Yeah, but it's right. And that is the reality we have to deal with. It's not about apportioning blame. And I think the new Prime Minister, the rhetoric and the way the relationship was presented publicly, that has improved very much. But there are substantive issues and there's problems on both sides, of course, but it needs to be seen in a much bigger context. Australia is really struggling with how to find its feet and its position in the new world order that has emerged much faster than anyone expected. And there are two elements, the strong rise of China under Xi Jinping, China adopting a muscular, assertive foreign policy. But at the same time, you have a new American president who is US first, inward-looking, and not providing the international global leadership that we'd become lazy in expecting. And so, for example, it's very unfortunate. I think Morrison's done a great job to date in managing the relationship from where it's been, although there's no obvious improvement. There's no invitation to him to visit China. But then this statement about China graduating to a newly developed country in the WTO, it just doesn't reflect any understanding of the WTO. Standing in Washington lecturing China about that is not the way to manage the relationship. Engaging with China, how we can change the WTO rules cooperatively and constructively, that is how you make progress in the relationship.
Well, China's ambassador made some pointed statements today saying Australia's relationship with the US should not come at the expense of China and that there needs to be mutual respect in the Australia-China relationship. How do you read those statements?
Yes, I mean, we shouldn't be seeing it as a zero-sum game. We need much bigger diplomatic efforts. At the same time, we have to recognise we have interests in all places.
Is that a scolding, though, from the Chinese ambassador?
Oh, it's words of advice, I'd say. Yeah, look, he's got his job to do as well, and he's a very good, experienced diplomat. So in diplomatic language, that's a fairly firm message that he's delivered.
Dr. Raby, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
That's former Australian Ambassador to China, Jeff Raby.